Zoomer Radio and a tribute to Tom Petty, who passed 6 years ago today. And we started the hour with John Lennon on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. There's a very special concert happening in Toronto later this week, one that showcases lost music recorded by Jewish artists during the 1930s. Think about this. In Berlin, even as the Nazis were taking hold. Germany's Zimmer Ensemble is dedicated to sharing this music and its stories with the world. Our guest is Eric Stein, Artistic Director with Toronto's Ashkenaz Foundation. Welcome to the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, Eric.
Thanks. Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for coming in. So, Eric, this is lost music, which has been found. Tell us the incredible story of the music, which dates to before World War II.
So this record label, Zimmer Records, it was founded in 1933, would you believe, the same year that Hitler came to power. And it was devoted to showcasing all the different kinds of musical styles that Jewish musicians were involved with in that period in Germany. And the label lasted for about 6 years, or 5 years, actually, until Kristallnacht, 1938, when there was this massive pogrom across Germany. And the Nazis destroyed all sorts of businesses and synagogues and, you know, all vestiges of Jewish life, basically. Mm-hmm. The entire catalog of this record company was destroyed. 60, 70 years later, this record collector named Rainer Lotz set off on a journey around the world to try to reconstruct the entire catalog, one vinyl record at a time. Mm. And miraculously, he succeeded, and all these tracks were eventually re-released. And then shortly after, these incredible musicians who live in Berlin created a live concert program out of these recordings. And it's an extraordinary experience.
Wow. And the stories must be incredible. I want to go back to 1933 to 1937, 38. How brave for these musicians to find their way to this studio in hell, really, and to record the music that they loved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's easy for us looking back at that period of time to say, you know, didn't these people know what was coming? I don't think they did.
No.
I mean, they did, but in the sense of their creation and working as artists that needed to express themselves, that's an inexorable instinct that you cannot suppress.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about this repertoire is how widely it ranges. It's opera, it's classical, it's folk music, it's cabaret, it's klezmer music, it's in Yiddish, it's in Russian, it's in German. It's incredible. It's an amazing expression, amazing reflection of how integrated Jewish artists were in the musical culture of the day and how broadly creative their work was. It's incredible.
And how does the music reflect the Jewish culture of that time in Berlin?
Well, like I said, some of it is specifically Jewish music, whether it's cantorial music or Yiddish folk music or klezmer. But then there's cabaret and classical and opera, which tells you a story about a community that is deeply integrated in its country, in its culture, which you can understand how many of them didn't believe that what was coming could be possible, because they were so deeply integrated in German society and worked, you know, not just Jewish musicians, they're musicians working with non-Jewish musicians. And this incredible body of work really tells an incredible story of the artistry and the commitment to self-expression that I think, you know, that's a universal thing artists cannot help from expressing themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
And even in the worst circumstances,
yes,
that's what an artist's going to do, you know?
I don't speak any of those languages. So I'm wondering, if I'm going on Thursday, how can I learn about these stories if, as an audience member who only speaks English or doesn't speak one of the four that you mentioned, how will I be able to interpret the words?
So the entire concert has supertitles, so everything is translated, and there are multimedia slides that also tell the story, and the musicians on stage before and after each selection tell you stories about the artists behind these pieces of music, the context, and some of the music very specifically speaks to what people were facing at that time.
Right.
The rest of it is just, it's just music for music's sake.
Right.
It's great music,
right.
You know?
And I'm sure there's joy in it too, right?
Absolutely. There's joy, there's tragedy. I mean, some of the stories you hear about some of these artists, and, you know, if you could hear the original recordings, which you can go and find these reissues. Incredible singers, incredible instrumentalists, you know, amazing artists.
And of the artists who put out these records at that time, did they all die in the Holocaust?
Some of them made it. It's like the story of the Jews getting through that period of time.
Right.
Many more were killed than survived, but those who survived went on to live their lives, whether it was in Israel or remaining in Europe, likely.
Were they able to connect with their music, which was later found, some of the artists?
You're talking about the actual sides they had recorded for Zimmer?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That's an interesting question. I don't know.
The next chapter.
Yeah. I mean, anything that was sold for the 5 years that the label was active is out there in the world. So, but it took a pretty Herculean effort to reassemble it.
Wow. It's incredible. It's an amazing story. The Ashkenaz Foundation celebrates global Jewish music, arts, and culture, and is thrilled to present the Zimmer Ensemble this Thursday, October 5th, at the Meridian Arts Center on Yonge and North York. Our guest, Eric Stein, is a musician and the artistic director with the Ashkenaz Foundation. Thanks, Eric. And there's a workshop on Friday. Very quickly, tell us about that.
So there's the following day after the concert, there's a series of workshops taking place at the Toronto Holocaust Museum where people, musicians or non-musicians, can work up close and personal with the members of Zimmer Ensemble, who are all top drawer musicians in their field. And, you know, whether you're an instrumentalist that wants to learn some of this music, you can join in, but even just to come and observe. And one of the workshops will be to learn the songs so you can sing.
Wow.
You don't need to be a professional to be part of it.
Wow. Very special. Best wishes for a brilliant concert this Thursday.
Thank you so much.